Good. You're good. Okay, we'll call our work session order at 6 o'clock. One thing that isn't on the work session, because we just got it, this American Rescue Plan. This is part of that $1.9 trillion federal money, stimulus money, and out of that, all the towns and the state got money, and our portion is $2.51 million out of that. Now, out of that $2.51 million, the village has a portion of it. I don't know what that portion is, but whatever the population is in Lysander, that half from the river going north, I would imagine somewhere around 4,000, so we got 20,000, so maybe 20% of that 2.5 million will go to the village, and they will also get, Van Buren got 1.6 million, so they'll get their portion depending on population over there. So the county executive had a meeting, Zoom meeting the other day, to explain what we can use it for, because it really wasn't that well explained in there. But so far, we can use it, you can use it to stimulate businesses in the town by offering small business loans. That's one of the things you can do. You can use it for sewer, water, and broadband. Now, we have a broadband issue in the town, but when I talked to the county executive, they're working on broadband, so he said that we shouldn't need to use that for broadband because of what the county's initiative. So what I'm going to do is have our town engineer contact the person that's spearheading that for the county to see exactly what they're doing with broadband, because we have to bring it to the highway garage, right, Jer? We need something there. Yeah. So supposedly, you know, I mean, not supposedly, they are working on it. We'll see what kind of time frame that they have on that. But also we have, we can use it for water. So we have that issue with the water going underneath the fire side. And that, we would, in order to fix that, we would have to fund that with funds that came from the water district. We couldn't use general town funds. But, and that would put, I think when we talked, that was like $600 a year for 15 years or something, right?
Yeah.
So that would be, that's an issue, because whoever was in charge at the time from the town issued a permit to allow the then owner of the fire site to build an addition over an existing water line. Well, that could be a problem for them moving forward. So when Al and I looked at it, I think it's somewhere between $35,000 and $50,000 to rectify the problem, right?
Yeah.
So we wouldn't have been able to use any of the town funds, but now with this grant money, we'll be able to use that. So we'll be able to take care of that problem, and that's something that really needs to be addressed. You can give it to ambulance. If you have an ambulance in your town, which we do, the Ballinsville Ambulance Corps, that's something that I already contacted them to see what kind of needs they had, so that they could give us a list of things that they might use the money for. I contacted the Ballinsville Chamber of Commerce, told them to do the same thing. I believe we can use it to fix the park. Where the house is now, to tear that house down and do that ball field so it's not such an eyesore. I believe that comes into this because they want to stimulate tourism. So if they're going to have tournaments, which those are traveling teams, they're going to have tournaments. So those are, I'm pretty sure that we can use it for that. That would be nice to get that done. You can use it for tourism, hospitality, and community development. So these are some of the things that we can use it for. So I told Al to put a list of things together that we can, you know, sewer and water and things that might be a viable option, put some numbers on them, when we put all these things together, as many things as we can get, then we'll sit down and figure out what do we want to do with it? How do we want to spend this money?
Do you have a timeline to spend this money by, or is it just?
I think 2024.
24, yeah.
Yeah, but we only get half of it. In 55 days, the money will become available. How it's available, how it's going to be distributed, what we have to do, I don't think anybody knows that yet, right?
We give, there's two separate tranches, what they call them. The first one will be this year.
Yeah.
Second will be next year. So we got a year.
12 months later.
Yeah, a year apart.
But I don't know what the, you know, how we get the money. Do we have to spend the money for, I don't think anybody knows that yet, right?
Those are the details I think are still going to come.
Yeah.
What you do have to do for sure is keep track of what you do with the money.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't reduce taxes with it.
No. Can't buy equipment, can't reduce taxes. But we have enough infrastructure issues where...
Yeah, I mean, the big ones that come to mind, sewers in Red Rock.
Yep.
Lanson Road Water District, which was didn't have public support because it was too expensive. Even if we don't fund it total, even if we don't fund those two projects totally, but provide a significant portion of the funding so that the cost is more reasonable for the homeowners, they would have public support.
Right.
Tying in the sewers for Amelia Park, Brick Walk,
yep.
The Landings, Whitetail Woods,
mm-hmm.
Landings and Whitetail Woods may be a little further off because Timber Bank's got to build back the Passion Road first. But, there's a plethora of the storm sewers on Willow Parkway that we know are end of service life that need to be slip lined. There's a multitude of projects that we can spend.
Yeah, so even though if we got $2 million, it'll go fast. But, if we can, we'll just spread it out as much as we can. Like you said, if we can subsidize some of those projects to make it affordable to form districts, like a water district or a sewer district down in
Red Rock
that all those other developments
can
tap into. I mean, there's a lot of people down there that could be part of that. It might be something that would be affordable.
I got two calls today from people asking about water for Lansing Road and that was going to come back to the surface again.
Let's hope it doesn't come back to the surface. I don't want to belabor that, Al. I mean, but we'll talk about it.
One thing that I get out of this is if you don't spend it, you lose it. So it's not like we can take the money and stash it in the bank for a while. Either spend it or you lose it.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. Yeah, there's definitely can't do that.
Yeah.
They said you got to spend it by 2024. I don't think we're going to have a problem spending it. Right? Yeah, we have plenty of projects that we can use. Like you said, Willow Parkway, Red Rock, those two alone could eat up a majority of it. If we can use it for the park, that's probably another couple hundred thousand, right?
Yep, couple hundred in the park, yeah.
And then, the ambulance corps, and I reached out to a couple of businesses, the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, so we got ways to use it. Yeah. And so what I'm going to do is I'm also have a meeting with the town of Van Buren supervisor and the mayor. And I want to sit down with them at least kind of see what their ideas are. And maybe there's a project that would benefit all three of us that we could go in and, maybe subsidize it a little, each of us throw some money in and subsidize a project that could benefit all three of us. So.
Maybe something for Camp Woods. I don't know if we can find something.
Yeah.
Community development that qualifies for.
Yeah.
Facility does. So that's they have needs over there.
We'll see. We'll see what they want, but it certainly would have to benefit all three of us.
Yeah.
Be a benefit to the residents in all three municipalities.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking to do. Maybe we can. Maybe we can't. I don't know. But we'll at least explore that. So, moving forward, if you got, just think about it, and we'll come up with a list of things, and then we have 55 days before that money comes in, and by then we'll know how we can spend it. And so, over the next few,
I'm sure they're not going to just cut us a check.
I don't know.
I mean,
no, but
I don't think government. I've never seen government grants operate that.
There's going to be an administrator of the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It'll go through. I'm not sure where that is. If that's going to be a county or what.
Yeah, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't a county. Normally, that's how they handle a lot of grants when when I was at the police department.
My guess is it'll come through community development. My guess is it'll be community development. It's already established, it's already how they distribute federal money anyway for projects like this, so my guess is it'll be distributed through community.
Yeah. Okay.
The only thing I would recommend, and the reason I brought up the lamps and water thing, all the other ones are going to be easy. They're like low-hanging fruit. There's a project, there's a price tag, and it's not going to be anybody to object. You're going to open up a firestorm if you start debating the lamps and water district again. So spend the $2 million on all these other things and leave that one alone is my recommendation. Because the residents there are divided, and they're really divided, and it's not just the money. And if you want to have, you want to entertain that battle, go for it. I'm just recommending to you that there's so many other things that you can spend that money on where that are important. You won't be wasting it. That'll give you no grief. You'll get grief with Lampson Road, I guarantee it.
I don't know. I don't know enough about it to even debate it.
All I'm recommending to you is put your laundry list together. I'm sure it's going to add up to $4 or $5 million of really easy things to do that are really important. That hornet's nest got put back together several years ago, and it's been laying there undisturbed.
Well, that's why we have discussions about it.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, so we'll take a look at it, and you know, we certainly don't want to. This shouldn't be something that we, you know, that the community isn't for. Anything we should do should be something that benefits the community. There shouldn't be any opposition to the things that we're going to do, and right. I don't think there'd be opposition to fixing the water district up on going up to Indian Springs. So, okay. So now the parks. What are we doing with that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know why it's on the agenda.
Do we have to do anything more with that?
Well, the only thing, when Dina comes in, when I ask her how she's doing with applications, I know it was just posted in the New York State thing just a couple of days ago, so Jeff and I were having an aside conversation. If we can put interviews together the end of this month, when Jeff and I will be more than happy to do those interviews. Is the 18th. The week of the 29th is a full, well, the 29th through the 2nd. If we did interviews that week, we might have a recommendation to you if you want to be like a second tier of the interview, and then the entire board by the end of that week. And it's up to us. I mean, I'm going to be gone the second half of the first week in April, so I'm here for that first part. But if we hire somebody by the first or second week in April, we're going to be golden in terms of having that person in place and doing what they need.
Well, the only reason, I mean,
because the park opens up April 1st right now, so
no.
Yeah, we're not going to open that
usually
up.
Usually the park maintenance personnel on the 1st.
They're coming
start
back.
Cleaning up and picking up.
Usually they don't turn the water on until like last week in April, first week in May.
They're going to come back. I already, because of the union contract, I sent out letters to parks personnel that I want them back on April 5th. So that gives us the 2 weeks that we need to have it. So they'll come back and start getting things together, start cleaning up and doing whatever preventative maintenance that they do. But that's why, you know, I just assume, hey, look, I'm ready to hire someone tomorrow if you had somebody, because we need to do something. A lot of people are calling.
Because we have the
as soon as we can do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All those other organizations coming.
So. Well, let's see what has rolled in by now, and then again, today's the 18th. I'm going to guess by the 25th, that by this time next week, we should have at least a half a dozen to a dozen applicants to take a look at. At least I hope so. And then we'll do it. I mean, we'll weed through them and make sure that we'll interview maybe 4 or 5 or 6 of them, and we'll go from there.
I don't need to be involved in that if the rest of the board wants to make a decision on it. I mean, that's fine, but I don't need to have another layer in there. So that's just me. I don't know what your thoughts
are. So you mean taking out the middle layer and just having these guys and then the rest of the board?
Yeah.
I think that's...
I don't need to get involved in that.
And when you say, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you should, if you had the time and the interest, be there. But if
I'll be there. I mean, if you want me there, I'll be there. But I think that you and Jeff are more than capable of hiring somebody for that spot. I mean, certainly you got a lot more experience in that arena than I do.
Than any of us are in this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the
combined.
Well, and all we've got to do there is to make sure we're consistent from one applicant to the next in terms of the questions we ask, and it doesn't have to be absolutely black and white, but you know, you want to be somewhat. We'll be all right. So, all right, we'll do that, and then we'll bring some recommendations to the full board. And maybe we'll go over all that. You know, one of these people, you know, just dazzles us. Oh, this is the right person. We'll make that recommendation. But if it's two or three, maybe we'll say, yeah. Well,
need a tiebreaker.
You know, we need a tiebreaker.
Yeah, that's fine. But I.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Hull. You got your new hat on, ready to roll. So you might as well tell us about your plan. You got all that together? You got copies? Yeah.
Yeah, I got your cleaned up copies until I sat here and looked through it.
Oh. Here you go. That's a nice hat.
Thank you.
I'm serious.
The cleanest one I got.
I'd wear that one. I'd wear that hat. Because you want us to vote on this bad boy, so.
Yeah, and then you gotta. Here, don't lose this. I know how he is. You keep track of that. Everybody has to sign that when we're done.
One, two, three, missing Roman.
That's right. Yeah, he's not going to be here tonight. He got called out of town on business.
Well, obviously, it was just to clean up the bit about West Country Road. Okay, so that was removed from the first page. Total was changed there. That'll be something we consider once we finish hashing that out with a grant and with National Grid. Okay, so that'll be a whole separate item, West Century Road, later on.
Well, on the second page, nothing changed on. Third page, we realigned the totals, but the zero was missing after the nine. I just noticed that 10 minutes ago, so I penned it in for you. 890,449
That's
what that should have been. Okay. Yeah. We discussed it pretty well last week, or 2 weeks ago. So this is just the cleaned up version without, like I said, without West Country on it. All the roads stayed the same. All right. Any questions?
Looks good to me. Take your word for it.
Well, they all need fixing, that's for sure.
What are we going to do? Are we going to use the same people we use for Mott Road for Connell Terrace?
Yeah, that's our plan.
We're going to use Trolley.
Trolley. I know.
They're super efficient now for us. So that's our we've already been in discussion with them. They're on board. So
Very
well.
We
last
got a.
Year, I mean, I had no problems with anything we did up there last year.
Everything was really working with them.
Yeah.
Everything went really smooth. Smoothest. I'll say this: it was the smoothest street that we've done in that neighborhood.
No, that. So, I mean, I went up there a few times. It looked good. Now, are we going to? We got to put the final.
Course on that this year, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I don't see that on here.
Top. Top. Very top.
Road, oh, okay. Yep. That's why I missed
road,
it.
Top
yep.
Road.
I got gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
We let it set over to winter. I mean, we
base
down.
No, I get it.
Late in the season, so it's not a bad move.
So with Connell Terrace, what are we going to do with that? Are we going to do the same thing?
Yeah.
And then
much less pipe going in the ground simply because we put the cross when we did.
Yep.
Each intersecting street was already
going across.
When
Trigo, Mercer, and Mont, we came across Connell so that we're picking up the water that comes down Connell and we send it back. Dexter Parkway that way.
So then we'll do the top, the whole, all the way from the cul-de-sac all the way down to Dexter next year?
Yeah, no.
This year.
The reconstruction
this year
is from the cul-de-sac down around the curve.
Right.
And if you go up there, it's actually about 850 feet from Dexter.
From Dexter,
where the reconstruction starts.
Yeah, you can see there's a really nice, if you go up Connell off of Dexter, on the left-hand side, there's a really nice new concrete driveway. And right after that, you'll see the new gutter stops and the old gutter where it's all falling apart.
But if you went up Dexter and turned left onto Connell Terrace and drove 850 feet, that was done years ago. And we're going to do the reconstruction from that point all the way up to the cul-de-sac. And when we're milling up there, as part of the reconstruction process, milling out the old road surface and top gravel layer, the mill will continue on right down to Dexter Parkway, because that section that was done so many years ago needs to be milled and repaved. So
that 800 feet will be
repaved.
Be repaved, and then
just the top
with the top course, and then next year we'll do the top course on the remaining.
Right.
Yeah. I got you. Okay.
When we're up there, top course in Mott, we can top course.
Yeah.
The bottom part of Connell.
Bottom part of Connell, or Connell Terrace. I'll get it.
Now, are we going to be able to use any of that stuff for fill over in the park?
You can have it all.
We can use it though, right?
Yep.
It's a nice spot for us to take it to.
Sooner rather than later, I'd love to get a dozer in there and strip the topsoil off of that lot.
Well,
and stockpile
if we get the okay to use the money for that, then I think that's one of the projects I'd like to do. I mean, get that, because that's an eyesore.
Mm-hmm. Because we can take that house down too.
Right.
And it's and the safety too. It's not just an eyesore.
Issue. Yeah, it's a safety thing. I mean, it's an eyesore. We can get
trees around it, the house, fill in the basement.
Right.
Put some drainage.
Now, that doesn't affect our grant, that $50,000.
The $50,000 grant
for the purchase. Okay, all right.
We're good.
So, yeah.
We get that no matter what happens.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
Before we push those piles over, we'd like it to be a little drier. Push the topsoil off.
Yeah, but I mean,
whatever we can save the topsoil and put drainage in the hollow behind our spoil piles now between there and the woods.
Yep.
So that we can drain the woods. We'll put a catch basin or something up at the wood's edge and run it down to the front road. And then we can push the piles off into there, take the trees down, push the piles off, and breathe it in.
Well, I'm gonna
push it off just to bring the rest of that.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to put, just because the underlying soils are clay there, we're going to have to put some tile in to keep those fields dry anyway.
Well, I'm going to make a phone call this week, because it was everybody was on that phone call. So I believe he said we could use it for that. I have it in my notes, but I didn't want to occupy the whole conversation. So I'll make a phone call this week to make sure that we're right on that. If we are, then we'll just start making plans for that.
I'll get the survey done right away, and we'll get it, kicked off.
Right, because we won't get the, we won't have access to those funds for 55 days, so we got other work to do.
Yeah, get the survey ahead of time.
But I'll find out for sure this week.
Okay.
Any other questions on this?
No, that's good.
Bunch of residents on Connell Terrace will be happy this year. How long has it been since that place has been repaired? Long while, right?
It's actually never been.
Yeah, that's original.
That's original. How old is it? That's got to be 50
that,
years old.
That piece of the development is late 60s, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Like 66 to 68, that piece was built.
Drive up and you'll see why. Yeah, we got to fix it.
Holy cow.
That's original equipment. It's been patched and
it's bad.
Just to keep it together. But it's
That's bad.
We got our 50 years out of it, especially knowing, right now, there's only about an inch and a half of asphalt on that road.
Yeah, it's bad.
There's nothing.
Drainage is terrible.
We've actually had to go up and fill the edges where...
Now, with Mott Road...
Going down the hill, took the road out.
With Mott Road, they were able to put their sump pumps in there, right?
We'll tie everybody's sump pumps in.
We'll
tie everybody in as we come through.
That'll be huge.
Because there's a couple there on Connell Terrace that have been puking out in the street for years.
That'll be they got nowhere to go. Where are they going to go?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you put it in your backyard, it runs in the next person's backyard.
It causes huge problems in the wintertime with ice.
No, that'll be big.
It's got it.
Okay. All right. Let's see. what else?
Now, do you want to touch base on the Troy and Banks? I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
We were contacted. Bob was contacted by a company called Troy and Banks, and they do audits of franchise tax for Verizon Spectrum, and they also do audits on streetlights. They were more concerned about our franchise, so they asked for information. I sent them the information. The deal with them is they'll come in and they'll do an audit of our franchise fees to see that we're getting the proper amount. They take as their fee 50% of whatever they get back. If they don't get anything back, well, we don't pay anything. So it's and they sent me a list. I don't have it with me, but I can get it for you if you want it. They sent me a list of all the different towns they've done throughout the area. I know that in here, in particular, they did the town of Salinas. So I called Mark DeCorcher, the supervisor. They did a couple of years ago. And Salina ended up with about $132,000, which they had to split with the company, but it was $133,000 was found. And they did town of Manlius, several other towns in the area. So they've got a very good reputation. They've been doing this for a while. To us, it was a no-brainer, not costing us anything, and we only have money to gain, so that could be another source of some revenue.
Who is this, Tony? Is this
called Troy?
No, I know, but is it Spectrum? Is that they're looking at?
No, the Spectrum and files.
Both Verizon and Spectrum.
Verizon and
Spectrum. Because we get franchise fees from both of them. And they asked for all of our addresses and street names and all that, which we have put together for them. And if we sign this tonight, I will FedEx those things tomorrow.
Let me ask you this. Now, why aren't we getting the fees from all the places we should?
Well, not that we're not getting them. The question is, are we getting the correct amount?
Can our controller figure that out, too, though?
I think it's a little more difficult because
specialized thing.
You actually have to request billing from Spectrum and Fios every year and then go through and verify what was billed, because we get 3.5% on top of what is billed back in a franchise fee. So it's not a small task to...
You need cooperation from the company.
It's not a small task.
Part of the package that we have here is we have a letter that's made out to both, one for Verizon and one for Spectrum, saying that Troy and Banks is our representative, cooperate with it. So that's how we get the information, but it would be a daunting task for
one person to do it. Yeah.
And it's just Fios and Verizon.
It's not franchise agreements.
Right, I mean, it's not phone lines. It's not.
That's part of all that.
That's all part of your franchise fee.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So, like, where is Frontier coming?
Frontier doesn't service this area.
Yeah. The only ones that service us is Spectrum and Verizon.
Frontier does service a small portion of us. We do not have a franchise.
They do service it.
We don't have it. We do not have a franchise agreement. Just are grandfathered in, apparently.
And we run into them a lot in the northwest part of the
country. Frontier's up there?
Yeah.
All over the place.
So should we have a franchise?
I think that's only a franchise agreements only apply for cable television.
Okay.
They want all the addresses of all the houses, because they don't know who's getting it, who's not getting it. And the bill, when they compare the bill with the houses, they find out, well, this house has been getting it, but you didn't build them, or vice versa.
I see.
So that's the whole idea. And evidently, I mean, it's a pretty, it's a pretty good amount of money that's going back and forth, to where I think a lot of municipalities are losing out, only because they don't have the capability of following up with it. So
did we have this discussion once before? Al, you remember Tony?
I don't think so. I mean, this is fairly recent. This is a recent
cell tower people, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought at first.
Right, that is what I'm thinking of, Jeff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Same deal, though, right? Well, yeah.
If somebody wants to site small-scale cell tower in our right-of-way, like on top of telephone poles or 5G communication, that would be a separate franchise type of
thing. Okay.
You know what we talked about before, where that company audited and we told them, no, thanks. Remember, they wanted permission to do something, and we just said, see you later.
Transmission towers.
The inspection of something, right?
Remember that?
What? I'm sorry, I was looking
at the company that they wanted us to send all the applications to them?
For the cell towers, they went and inspected them.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And we terminated.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, we got rid of them.
Yeah. So I think, I think it's a good idea. I think Bob thinks it's a good idea. And again, there's no...
No skin off our back. We can only win on this one.
Right, we'd be losing
nothing.
Yeah,
nothing if they find nothing. The money that
right.
If they find anything, that's found money because we wouldn't have found it anyhow.
Hopefully, it corrects these long-term errors that have been going on by the utility company, so that it doesn't happen again.
And one of the things they asked us first of all was how much were our franchise fees over the last 5 years. So we gave them those figures, and they also looked at our contract to make sure that they could do this, because some contracts prohibit it, ours doesn't. But, once we gave them the numbers, they said, okay, they're going to go with it. So obviously they feel there's enough there to...
They would be doing it. They would be doing it if they didn't think they're going to make money out of it.
Just so you know, we get upwards of $230,000 a year for franchise fees.
Did they say how far they go back?
Well, they asked us for 5 years. I don't know how far they go back on their run.
I think their agreement says 5 years. I remember reading that in their agreement. That they,
5 years?
Yeah. As I recall, it says either in the agreement or in the cover letter.
Because that's what we sent it back.
Yeah.
So that's what that is.
Come up for the vote. Good.
Okay. That's all I got.
Anything special? I'm just going down through the agenda with the cell tower, a 20-foot addition. What's that?
So we our cell tower code says that the town board issues special use permits, which is not how we do every other special use permit in this town, but that's how the town board chose to put the authority within. So any modification of the cell tower, i.e. making it higher or larger or a new cell tower, comes in front of the town board for special use permit. Next week probably, or the next meeting, we'll go through the part one of the short EAF seeker form for environmental impacts and pass the seeker resolution at our next meeting. And then, at our second meeting in April, we'll do the public hearing and give them an approval, and then they'll go in front of the planning board for a site plan amendment review. And, they'll be good to go at the beginning of May.
Is there any reason to be concerned about this?
No.
This is a site.
I mean, yeah, it's a 20-foot addition on an existing tower, so that they can essentially put 5G service in that area. It is an area that has weak cell service. We've all been locked down Lampson Road, and that northern part of the town is not. Not the greatest cell service. It's hit or miss. So having an extension of that tower certainly would benefit the residents.
There's no safety reason why 20 extra feet, that tower isn't going to drop across the road.
I have not reviewed their structural analysis yet or their on the foundation or the tower itself, but that's, they've got a standard structural analysis that will make sure that they account for all the loads in and make sure that there's adequate support for it.
What is that, a formula?
Yeah.
Recess?
Are we ready?
No, I was going to.
Oh.
You got more?
Yeah. You got the motion on the agenda tonight for truck 7.
Yeah.
I'd like you to create one for this odd equipment that we've been pulling out of buildings for the last couple days so that I can put it up at the same time to be sold. What it is, it's like two snow throwers that I've never seen used, okay? A push mower I've never seen used. There's a road cut saw that's...
Well, can we wait? I mean, that can wait till the next meeting, right? And just...
Well, if you're going to do the motion to declare the truck surplus, I'd like to list this up at the same time on the same auction sell. Lot two.
So you can sell it all?
Yeah, be done with it. Well, these are just tool type items, you know.
How many things do you have?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 items. sandblaster unit. I mean, there's a floor jack 5 foot long that I've never seen it even pulled away from the wall.
Well, if you want to put it down in the form of a resolution, I can add it to it.
Yeah, the excess shop items to be sold at auction. I don't know. None of this stuff is on our inventory anymore. Some of it's older than I am.
Yeah, but I mean that, you know, that's one of the things that moving forward we need to have an itemized list of all. And I told the parks people that's one of the things that I want them to do this year early is go through. I want to know every piece of equipment that's there. Now is the time, especially with a new parks person coming in, that we need to have a list of everything. So
our list is pretty extensive, but these are some items like I found in the tin barn down on Elizabeth Street, back corner of one of the bays down at the other building in Elizabeth Street, back corner of Lamson Road, the old highway garage.
Maybe we ought to send...
One of them's a paint striper. I guess a bunch of money got put into it years ago, way back. And once it was made usable, they couldn't get paint for it. This thing's on wheels. I mean, this thing is huge. Big paint striper if you wanted to go straight parking. I've never seen it before.
Really, not to micromanage, but would you just not put the push mower over at the parks department and let them or is it
this
really
is
older than the hills?
Yeah, the two snow throwers, you know, we were going to try to fire them up. One of them has no compression. You know, the other one, you put gas in it, it comes out of it faster and it goes in it.
Oh, okay.
Probably why they had them in the back corner of our parts storage room. I mean, I've been tripping over them for 3 years, but...
Can you give me that list, Jerry? Can you give me that list?
Sure.
I'll make it motion G.
G, you're going to make it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we finished pulling stuff out today.
Yeah, maybe while those guys got some time, we can send them out and see what else we don't know.
That's what we did today. It was raining. I had them. I went over there.
Oh, right.
Well, I said, how's this? How's this?
Road cut saw and wheel set parts.
Yeah, it's just a little thing that holds the saw.
Right.
And that's broken. Actually. And the saw doesn't run.
So is it the road cut saw and wheel set? So is it the cut saw and wheel?
Yeah. They go together.
Parts only. A paint striper. Gas striper. Engine jackhammer.
Yep.
Sandblaster unit. A floor jack. And a cement mixer with motor.
Yep.
We can't use that, the cement mixer?
You're not going in this day and age.
Why not?
You can if you want to, but I've never seen it used.
Supposedly.
We do anything, and we don't do the concrete sluices and that like we did years and years ago.
But there's creek.
And when you do, you buy it on a ready mix truck.
We just opted to.
Okay.
So you're going to put these together in one lot?
Two, probably. And on our site, you'll see the truck on the site, and then you'll see two lots of stuff right there.
Okay. I'll write this up. We got anything else? Nothing? Okay. We'll call the session closed at 6:37.